Insights with Zion.
It's time for Insights with Zion Matthew, exclusively on In Season.
And of course, we are live on Facebook and our YouTube page. Compliments of the season, sir. Happy New Year, every of the above. How are you doing?
I am very well and a blessed 2025 to you, Saki, and to our wonderful CCFM listeners from around the world. I am so, so expectant on what the Lord is going to do in this next season for us individually and corporately as a Church of Jesus Christ. Yeah. I'm so glad to be back on CCFM for another year. It's going to be impactful.
Yeah, so glad to have you back. Before we can jump straight into it, how was your downtime? Talk us through that. How was your holiday season?
So much has happened. Phenomenal. It's just been absolutely great. I'm currently right here today. You'll find us over the next few weeks broadcasting from different venues. We are right here in Manenberg High School, in the heart of Manenberg, with our I Am Legacy Learner Program. We are training 12,000 high school learners around the Western Cape for the next 3 months. Sure. We just kicked off and launched this initiative. It's going to go around the Western Province and around South Africa. So we are here today. We just finished our first session with matric learners, over 200 of them here in Manenberg. It's been phenomenal. And I just stopped to make time for our listeners on CCFM today.
Truly appreciate that. Amazing work that you guys are doing. I mean, always. Absolutely love this topic. It is all about what God, you know, has in store for 2025 and what he's saying for 2025. Just in the same breath, what is the word of the Lord for the year 2025?
You know, many people are, you know, saying that this God is saying this and God is saying that. But the Lord gave me a word towards the end of 2024 that 2025 will be the year of the rise of the exceptional ones. Mm. The exceptional ones. We will witness the closing of one era and the dawning and the unveiling of an entirely new breed of leaders and kingdom visionaries.
Come on.
In the realm of the spirit, I begin to see the curtain going down on the stage of an entire generation. And God was resetting the scene for the curtain to be raised on a whole new breed of kingdom visionaries. Mm. And I believe, Saki, that in this time, we are going to see batons being passed from one generation to another. Oh. We are going to see mantles being transferred from one generation to another. And the Lord began to specifically tell me that he is releasing a Daniel type of anointing in the earth.
Sure.
The anointing that will empower individuals with wisdom, with strategy and supernatural favor. Check this verse out in Daniel chapter number 6, verse number 3. Then this Daniel, he was preferred amongst and above presidents, princes, because of an excellent spirit that was in him. We got to rise with the spirit of excellence. This is why, Saki, we are here in the high schools of Cape Town, in the middle of gang violence, in the middle of gangsterism and drug violence and drug abuse. We believe that God is raising up another generation that must receive their baton to run their race, to accomplish everything that the Lord has commanded them to see. We are going to see a switching of roles in 2025. God is going to remove some and he's going to institute and ordain others, not just in church life, but to become captains of industry, to be able to take the seven mountains of influence. 2025 will be a time where things as we know it will experience supernatural accelerated change. Things are going to happen so rapidly in 2025. God also began to speak to me that this year is a year of mass opportunities for those that have been previously disenfranchised, those that have been alienated, overlooked. God said, get ready for supernatural opportunities that present itself. But God also began to say, this is a time of upgrade, personal upgrade. We need to upgrade ourselves to position us for what God is about to usher us into. It is exciting. It is. I've never been more expectant for another year, like I've been for 2025. God also began to show me that there is coming enlargement to many dreams and visions that was once snuffed out by disbelief. God says, it's time for you to believe me again, to see the realm of the impossible open. And those of you that are listening to me right now or will be watching this replay, get ready to dream God's dream for your city, for your nation, for your region and your community. Daniel began to dream God's dream. And even though he was in the middle of captivity in Babylon, the Bible says he fasted, he prayed, he contended, and his voice became the leading voice even in a Babylonian system. Now let me tell you, what we're about to accomplish in 2025 is going to be an uncommon, previously looked at impossibility is going to become possible in this year for the Church of Jesus Christ. Check this out, Saki. Excellence is not a skill. Excellence is an attitude. And God is looking for those that has that excellent spirit that will be able to pioneer and break through dimensions that has never been tapped in before. I saw in the spirit young entrepreneurs arising by their multitudes, people under the age of 30 coming up with innovation. I begin to see they will not settle just to be blue collar workers any longer. God said that these young entrepreneurs, we're going to see them rise, coming up with invention, coming up as masters of industry in our nation like we have never seen them before. So I'm expecting to see this happen for us in South Africa.
That is indeed a lot. But having said that, how should we then prepare for 2025 and all that God has in store for us?
We have got to intentionally upskill ourselves. We got to become masters of our own spirit, masters of our soul realm. We have got to master our God-assigned realm of influence and be unapologetic about it. Be unapologetic about it. You are called with an identity for this to happen. Saki, you cannot have a global dream with a village mentality. Let me say it again. You cannot have a global dream with a village mentality. Leave behind small thinking people. Leave behind small places. Leave behind unfruitful environments and dream God's dream for your life and align your vision with heaven's agenda. We got to be accurately positioned in this time. We've got to be able to discern what to do and when to do it. God is reassessing our circles in this time. God is calling us out of small-minded, low-thinking circles. And God is elevating us to a dimension where we will be able to see what he sees, not just for our lives, but for nations, for generations to come. And for that to happen, check this out. The future belongs to those who prepare for it today. Isaiah 54 verse number 2 and 3 says this: enlarge the place of your dwelling, for you shall expand to the right and to the left. We have got to be able to adopt God's vision for expansion. And 2025 is that time for you.
Come on.
In Jesus' name.
Sure. Come on. It is the first episode of Insight with Zion. We are live on Facebook and YouTube, and we are just, you know, chatting about what God is saying in the year 2025. Now, how do I, you know, break free from those unhealthy repetitive cycles that are enthralling us in the comfort zone and have plagued, you know, the years that have gone by?
Beautiful question, Saki. Because if nothing changes, nothing changes. And many people start up this year or start up every new year with this high dreams and of achieving great things. And all the gyms are full in the month of January. Everything, you know, you're on that diet. Now, we must be able to understand it takes discipline to be able to move your dream from being a dream to becoming a reality. You know, this year I joined the 5 a.m. club. I joined the 5 a.m. club. Mm-hmm. I begin to wake up at 5 a.m. every day. I changed, because what is that one thing that you could change that could change everything?
Mm.
What is that one thing that you could change that could change everything? So change begins with you. Number two, we got to identify the triggers that triggers our patterns of behavior. When you stop the pattern, you break the cycle.
Mm.
You stop the pattern, you break the cycle. Number three, change your environment. Surround yourself with people and places, check this out, Saki, that births your tomorrow.
Sure.
That births your tomorrow. Then we got to let go of the past. And I coined this phrase many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Your yesterday is in the tomb. Your tomorrow is in your womb. That means you have the ability to give birth to the new upgraded version of who you are. Isaiah 43 verse 19 says it like this. Behold, the Lord says, I do a new thing. And check it out. It is springing forth even here and now. Listen to this, Saki. Don't let the mistakes of your past rob you of the possibilities of the future.
Sure.
We have got to let go and break those repetitive cycles intentionally so that we can become everything that we were destined to be.
Mm, come on, that's it. And speaking about becoming, you know, what we were destined to be, how can we then improve ourselves to ensure that we succeed in the year 2025?
Number one, we got to understand that there is an anointing to succeed. There is an anointing to succeed. Saki, people say it's left to chance. I say it's completely dependent on the anointing. And when we embrace this anointing that Daniel had, the Daniel anointing, check this out. The Daniel anointing is characterized by wisdom and discernment. Wisdom to know what to do, when to do it, and who to do it with. Yeah. Let me say it again. What to do, when to do it, and who to do it with. And we need discernment. We need such accurate discernment in this time. God is going to give us and release to his sons and daughters the anointing to look right through a situation, to see the danger ahead. Also to look right through people, to begin to see who's for you and who's against you. Number two, we got to have prophetic insight. One of the things that the Lord said to me is beginning this season again, there's going to be a resurgence of dreams and visions, prophetic dreams. Don't take your dreams for granted. Saki, maybe we have got to do a session on dreams and interpretation of dreams, because God is going to speak through the realms of dreams and visions. We have got to know how to interpret it. Daniel had a dream. Nebuchadnezzar had a dream, but Daniel had the interpretation of that dream. Yeah. Pharaoh had the dream, but Joseph had the interpretation of these things, because God is speaking through the frequency of dreams and visions. The third thing that we've got to embrace if we want to improve ourselves and ensure success is we have got to be courageous and bold in the season. Don't dumb yourself down.
Yeah.
Don't back down because of intimidation. Hold on to your faith. Jesus said, this is the power to overcome the world, even our faith. And then Saki, if anybody knows me, knows that I am a strategic thinker. We need strategic thinkers and problem-solving skills. We need to develop this. This is what we are doing in these high schools around the Western province.
Mm-hmm.
We are teaching the next generation to think strategically. As Christians, it does not mean that when you get saved, that you've got to lose your mind. No, you just got to get the mind of Christ.
Yeah.
And most Christians think we lose our minds. No, you just gain the mind of Christ. God is raising up strategic thinkers that will embrace economies and don't run away from problems, become the solution. Daniel did not run away from Babylon. He made the solution in Babylon. Joseph, when he found himself in Egypt, he did not pray, oh God, take me out of Egypt. No, he prayed and he used strategy to become the prince of the land.
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing that we got to have if we want to be successful, have a passion for prayer and intercession. We got to be able to have our sight knowing that there is an enemy, and we've got to be able to engage spiritual warfare. That's why we can't sit in dead churches. We can't sit in dead religion. Mm-hmm. We have got to be able to pick up our weapons of war because the enemy hates progress. And then we come with humility and integrity, recognizing that all our abilities come from the Lord. And if we want to succeed, the Lord said to the children of Israel, I am going to bring you into the land that I promised you. But when you get into the land, don't forget the Lord your God, for it is He that gives you the power to create wealth. Daniel chapter number 11, verse 32 says this, the people who know their God shall be strong and they will do mighty exploits. Check this out. Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. That's beautiful.
It is.
That's so beautiful.
It is. And as we're wrapping up, early on, you mentioned that if we don't change anything, nothing changes. What are some of the three things, at least, you know, that one can change that will change everything?
Beautiful, beautiful question. Number one, change your mindsets. Renew your mind and your thoughts to align with God's promises and possibilities. Mm. Refuse to think anything about yourself that God is not thinking. Number two, change the way you see opposition. View obstacles as opportunities for growth and promotion. It's all about your perception. And the third and final thing, Saki, is change the way you choose your battles. Mm. There are some fights you don't engage. There are some conversations you don't engage. There are some enemies you must ignore. Even when Nehemiah was building the walls and people came, Sanballat and Tobiah came to stop him, he said, the work that I'm doing is too great for me to stop now. Learn what battles you must fight and what battles you must ignore. The Bible says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And to wrap this up right now, I want to leave our listeners with this. You cannot change the direction of the wind, but you can adjust your sails to always reach your destination.
Oh, beautiful. Man. What a word. What a word. Listen, this is a definite must rewatch, if that's even a term. Zion, thank you so much. But as always, before we let you go, this coming weekend, what are you guys up to?
I'm going to tell you, Saki, we have just moved into our brand new building. So for all of the people that are looking for us in Rondebosch, we are no longer at the J&J Conference Center. We have moved to Goodwood, 31 Kimberley Street. The ex-lifestyle Christian Family Church is now become Awake the Nation's headquarters in Cape Town. 31 Kimberley Street in Goodwood. We are not having this Sunday meeting because we are still in preparation. But next Friday, Saturday and Sunday, we are launching at our new venue. Follow my Facebook page to be updated on that. It's going to be phenomenal. And to all of our listeners around the world, make 2025 your best year yet. It is God's will for us to prosper in everything we put our hands for to do. And I'm looking forward to partnering with CCFM in 2025 to make this radio station the best in the
come
land.
On,
God bless you, all of our listeners. Thank God bless you, Saki. Thank you for this opportunity again.
Thank you so much. Likewise. Till next time, Zion. Thank you. Take care. All right. God, if you missed it, that was the very first episode of Insights with Zion right here on 107.5 and sharing a word that the Lord has for the year 2025. If you missed it, do not worry, do not dismay. It is up on our Facebook and also on our YouTube page. If you will be rewatching that, please tag a friend, tag just about everyone you can think of as you are rewatching that segment with Zion this morning.